The next one we did, we wanted to try again a group in a room. So we decided to use the attendees of one of our conferences in London. We had 400 people there, and this time I wanted to work with Gary Schwartz. And Gary, once again, you know, he keeps quoting the movie Contact at me, and he keeps saying, baby steps, Ellie, baby steps. And by that he means, you know, as I say, I want to have great big targets. And he says, no, we got to start with the ground floor. We got to do stuff that are really simple and replicate them. And then we will convince the scientific community.
I agree.
So what he decided to do was just take two geranium leaves. He wanted to do something that would replicate and also improve on Dr. Pop's first study with me. So he took two geranium leaves, because this time he said, instead of doing the on-off idea that I talked about earlier, we want to have it a control. So we'll have one leaf that's sent intention and one leaf that's not sent intention. So he had, and you know, when you go through these scientific things, his lab people spend 4 hours preparing these leaves before we do the experiment. So this is, you know, there is a meticulous 50-step process that goes on. But what happened there is they prepared the leaves and they put 16 holes in each leaf. They made sure that these two leaves were matched so that they both had exactly the same amount or very close to the same amount of biophoton emissions coming out. And then we in our audience, he put a webcam on both of them. They did not know which one we chose.
Uh-huh.
We flipped a coin over here in London, and we chose one of the leaves. We put it up on a PowerPoint screen so all of our audience could see it, and we all sent intention for 10 minutes. Now, this time, Gary and I talked a lot about what intention should we do. Should we make it lower or should we make it higher? And we thought, well, let's try increasing the light. Let's just see what happens if we can, because people can imagine that easier. You know, if we tell them, make the leaf glow, that will be easier.
Okay.
So that was our instructions. We told the audience, we want you to make this leaf glow and glow. And that's what they sent the intentions to. And then afterward, Gary's interesting because Gary's got CCD cameras, which are the kinds of cameras that record very, very faint light coming from outer space. Highly, highly sensitive cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So he put the two leaves under, you know, the two cameras, still not knowing which one we did, and took readings, and also could photograph the light. So this equipment is so great, it can count photon by photon, but it can also create photographs, images of, you know, the biophoton emissions coming out of these leaves.
Got it, right.
And Schwartz has done lots and lots of studies showing that. Afterward, he called me up excitedly. I broke the code and told him which leaf we'd chosen. I think it was leaf one. He calls me up. He says, you won't believe this. There's such a significant difference between the two leaves. There's almost a neglect effect with the control leaf. The leaf sent intention is truly glowing. You can see it. So that the holes, and I'm saying you can see it not with the naked eye, but with the imaging equipment. The holes that we punched in are actually glowing with light. The punched holes in the control leaf are black. So there was that kind of a difference between the two leaves.
That's big.
It was very, very big. I mean, it sounds like a very tiny target, but in terms of scientific, you know, scientific credibility, this, you know, this is life-changing. So Dr. Schwartz is in the midst of putting together material to publish. You know, he's sending this to a scientific journal to publish. And we're also working on replicating this. So every time I do a talk, we're getting the audience involved in doing a similar experiment so that we can try it from different places. Like, I'm going to Australia in 2 weeks. We'll do it from there. We have a group of 600. And this summer I'm coming to Los Angeles. We'll do it from there.